Fearful Biden warns of dark days under Trump and calls on Americans to stand with late-night TV hosts. By Simon Kent on October 27, 2025. A fearful former President Joe Biden on Sunday night called these dark days under President Donald Trump, exhorting Americans to get back up and stand with late-night TV hosts as brave moral exemplars who continue to shine a light on free speech. Since its founding, America served as a beacon for the most powerful idea ever in government in the history of the world, the octogenarian said. The idea is stronger than any army. We're more powerful than any dictator. AP reports Biden, 82, was speaking publicly for the first time since completing a round of radiation therapy for an aggressive form of prostate cancer. He addressed an audience in Boston with his dire warnings after receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Edward M. Kennedy Institute. The report details Biden said America depends on a presidency with limited power, a functioning Congress and an autonomous judiciary. With the federal government facing its second longest shutdown on record, Trump has used the funding lapse as a way to exercise new command over the government. Biden then delivered his message of fear and loathing aimed directly at Trump and his administration before he gazed longingly at late-night hosts. "Friends, I can't sugarcoat any of this. These are dark days," Biden said before predicting the country would find our true compass again and emerge as we always have. Stronger, wiser and more resilient, more just, so long as we keep the faith. He called on Americans to look at comedians and late-night hosts as exemplars of free speech they should support and embrace even as they lose audiences and relevance as Hollywood disappears from a primal role in public life through direct opposition to democratically elected Trump, as Breitbart News reported. Related: Democrats in Hollywood are desperate. The late-night hosts continue to shine a light on free speech knowing their careers are on the line, he said. Biden finished the speech by exhorting people to get back up. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.